It was April 1981. I was a graduate student at University of Chicago, and we were living in Hyde Park. And Sarah, you were sick, and you seemed to you had a bit of a fever, and you were lethargic. And I also noticed a couple of red spots, too, which didn't seem to make much of a difference. Anyway, you stayed sick for a while, so I had something to do, so Mom took you to the doctor.
Yeah, I took you to our local HMO, expecting not much, but the doctor took you in. And at that point, he came back and said to me that you had the measles. And was it okay for the rest of the pediatric staff, residents, to come and see you? Most of them had never seen measles before, and he thought this would be good for them to see it. The other thing is, I was really surprised. You had gotten an immunization at 12 months rather than 15 months. We were traveling to a family event in Rhode Island, and we were told that there was some measles outbreak there. So we thought, we talked to the doctor, and he said, well, it's better to get it now.
And the interesting thing, too, about the immunization is they used to give the immunization at 12 months instead of 15 months, and she was 12 months old. And you think about it, they were, in 1981, this is over 30 years ago, they had refined to a point where you got better protection at 15 months. They'd actually figured that out. I mean, it really speaks to the science and the accuracy of this. Anyway, you got sick, and fever, rash, slept all the time. It was not very good. And to add to the rest of the story, Mom had mono. Mom was sick as a dog. So you were in one room, Mom was in the other room, and I was in the middle saying, OMG, what is going on here? My family is a walking disaster area.
And I was a little nervous, too, because I had worked with young children as a social worker, and I had seen children who were deaf as a result of the measles, and that really scared me. And Sarah, and you were prone to having high fevers, and I know that's what sometimes brought on this deafness. So we really were monitoring it very closely, because I knew that this could be an outcome of the measles, and it really scared me.
Sarah, do you remember anything about that? You were, what, you were about 3 and a half. Do you have any memory traces of?
Not really. I think I remember a bunch of people in white coats smiling at me and wanting to ask me questions and look at me, and I think I liked that. I think I liked the attention, but I don't remember, you know, the symptoms or anything like that, which is a good thing, I guess.
The fever was high, and you didn't want to take your medicine for I felt so helpless. There's so little a parent can do once the child contracts something like that. So all we could do was try to control the fever. And I remember one time just with you and just saying you wouldn't take your medicine and you just weren't feeling, and you've got to take it. And I forced you to take it, and you were mad at me and you were crying and all that. And I just closed the door and I went in the other room. And then it was my turn to just let it out. It was awful. It was bad.